Rabbi Weisai, we are going to discuss today a beautiful inyan. Every inyan of Shas is beautiful, but this is one of the very classical inyanim. That's an Ora Chaim type of a sugya, which comes out from the depths of Kachim. Sugya of Tadir, V'she'enai Tadir, Tadir Kaidim. There are many different aspects to this sugya, and of course, it's impossible to do any one of them real justice, but there are two different nekudos which we're going to talk about, and that is what we're going to try to take out from the sugya. But before I want to say a word about the sugya, I was first thinking that mention a small word about the Leim Dei Daf Hayomi, the Baruch Hashem Ashreichem Shezachisem to be from the Leim Dei Daf Hayomi. I was thinking a very interesting thing. Today is the first day of Parshas Kisisa, so we still could talk from the previous week. And in Parshas Tetzaveh, which was the previous Parsha, we read in the first Pasuk something which I feel has a tremendous significance to everyone who sits and learns Daf Hayomi. As the Pasuk tells us, Ve'ato Tetzaveh B'nei Yisrael, Ve'yikhu Elecha Shemen Zayis Zoch Kosis Lamor, that there's a special mitzvah to kindle the lights of the menorah, that they should burn tamid, continuously. And what does exactly it means tamid? Rashi says it doesn't mean every moment, it means kol laila v'laila kori tamid. If it's consecutive nights, so that's also considered tamid, and Rashi brings different examples for that. But I was thinking of a sweet remez, and that is that it's Yodua and all the Sforim and the Orachayim HaKadosh, that the Menorah is this significance, it signifies the inyan of Torah Shebal Peh, of learning, studying Torah. The or of the Menorah is the or of Torah Shebal Peh. And there's a very, very important din that we have in Hilchis Talmud Torah. Besides all that one learns, there's a chiyuv of kvius itim l'Torah, and that it says in the Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim, Simen Kuf Nun Hei, and is also in Simen Reish Lamed Ches, is discussed this point that every person has a chayva, a special obligation, that he should make sure that he's going to be kiveya every day, a time for learning, and even if it's going to be very hard to keep that time, one should still make every effort to keep it. It's called Kvius Itim L'Torah, in a way of Chok V'loy Yavor. This is a very, very important yesod, and there's a lot to talk about it, but of course now is not the time. But since we do have this Chiyuv of Kvius Itim L'Torah Tomit, in a way of Chok V'loy Yavor, I feel that maybe that is also hinted to in that pasuk where it says the halos ner tamid. This is the obligation that we have to keep those candles, to keep the light of Torah shebal peh, burning tamid consecutively, and that means every day a kvius. And if one is talking about a kvius itim l'Torah for every yid, if there's anything that basically is Mekayim, this concept of Lahalis Ner Tamid in a way of Kvius Itim B'chok V'lo Yavor, that is Daf Hayomi. Every day you have to learn a Daf, and you cannot skip any days, and you gotta be a real Kaveya Itim. It's not a joke. And it's beautifully merumes in the Lahalis Ner Tamid. So, today we are going to be Lahalis Ner Tamid, an Inyan that some of you already learned, and that is the inyan of Tadir v'sheina Tadir, Tadir Kaidim. So the first discussion that there is about Tadir v'sheina Tadir, Tadir Kaidim is what happens if the two mitzvahs are not mizuman, are not ready for you at the same time. But if they're not mizuman lefanecha, is there also a din of Tadir v'sheina Tadir, Tadir Kaidim? So So we start from the Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Haim, Hilchos Tefillin, Simen Chaf Hei, Seif Aleph. And this is one of the very, very famous Seifim, because every Bar Mitzvah boy who says a drasha with the first Shagisariyeh about this, what the order of putting on tzitzis and tefillin in the morning, knows this Seif by heart. And it says like this, Achar Shalavash Talish Mitzuyetz, after one is worn, a talis mitzuyetz yaniach tefillin. Then he should put on tefillin. Shemalin b'kodesh. Those two words are very, very complex, and we're not going into them. What does it mean? Shemalin b'kodesh. Pashut, it means malin b'kodesh ve'ein meridim. So we're going from the lower level, which is the mitzvah of tzitzis, and we're going to the level of tefillin, which is more kodesh, and we're going up in Kedusha, Malin Bakoidish, but I'm not going into this discussion. What it does mention, it mentions like this in the Ramah. Mihu, im tefillin, mizumonim biyodai, if the tefillin are prepared for him. The ain't tzitzis, but he doesn't have tzitzis. So what should he do? Now you're just telling me before, there's a reason. And the reason mentioned in front of us is Malin Bakoidish, but whatever reason there is, we're saying that he should do tzitzis, and then afterwards tefillin. But what would be if they're not both mizuman b'yaday? Ainly tzitzis, he doesn't have now tzitzis. So what is the din? Should he wait till he gets tzitzis in order that he should be able to fulfill the seder of putting on first tzitzis and then tefillin? Or can he simply put on his tefillin first, and later on, when the tzitzis will arrive, he will put on the tzitzis? So the Ramah himself, without any mekor, divrei atzmoi, says, "Ein tzarich lahamtin al tzitzis ela miniach tefillin ukishemivim talis me'atfoi." He's talking about the person that didn't get the kind of mitzvah tzitzis. And some is even talking about a talis katan, because that gets into other problems. But a talis katan is going to for sure be the mitzvah tzitzis also. But we're talking about a person who doesn't have tzitzis, and he does not have to wait till the tzitzis arrive. He's going to put on tefillin. Ukshemivim talis me'atfoi. That is what the Ramah says. Now, the Ramah doesn't mention a word about tadir v'she'ena tadir tadir kaidim. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch, when it discusses why you should put on tzitzis before tefillin, also does not say the words tadir v'she'ena tadir tadir kaidim, which would imply that tzitzis is a mitzvah tadira more than mitzvahs tefillin. Now, I don't want to go into that, because that is a very beautiful Shagis Aryeh, Simen Chaf Ches, that discusses that at length. Is be'emes, the mitzvah tzitzis, a tadir more than tefillin? It depends on the fact whether ksus yoim is chayev balayla, which would therefore mean that tzitzis is also mikuyim at night, not only in the day. It has to do with the inyan of lailo zman tefillin. Is minatoya the night also a time of tefillin? And there's another point, of course, Shabbos and Yom Tif, which is not zman tefillin. So that is a discussion that we're not going into. But the Shulchan Aruch does mention the other point, malin b'kodesh, and on that comes the Ramah, and says those words, that if they're not mezuman b'yodoi, there is no problem of malin b'kodesh. You could first go and put on your tefillin, and then when the tzitzis will arrive, you will put on the tzitzis. However, the Prima Godim goes one step further and brings our sugya into the picture. Not b'negeya to tzitzis, but as a yesoid, this Ramah, that if it's not mezuman b'yodoi, so you don't have to go the fee the order, says the Prima Godin in Eishal Avram, small piece, and the word Ois Beis, you've gotten Beis, Mizumonim. So he tells us like this, Ein Mogen Avram, who doesn't explain anything to do with Tadir over here. The Chain be Tadir v'she'ein ay Tadir, im ein ha Tadir befaneinu, ein tzarech lehamtim. So he says clear that even by tadir v'she'ena tadir, one does not have to wait if they're both not mezuman in front of him. So even though the tadir you can maybe wait and do the tadir when it will come. No, don't wait. You have now the ena tadir in front of you, so that is what you're going to do now. And then when it comes, you'll do the tadir. That is what the Eish el Avraham says, and the Mishnah Berurah brings it down. The halacha, same thing. The tadir v'sheina tadir. If you don't have the tadir mezuman, so then there's no inyan of waiting. You simply go the other order. You'll do what's mezuman in front of you, and that's it. Adkan, the beginning of the point. Now there's something so very interesting. There's an interesting tshuva from Rav Moshe Feinstein, who discusses not so much at length, but he discusses a very, very beautiful shaila in Orach Chaim, Chelek Daled, Simin Tzadi Tes. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, there's a very interesting thing which is very nageya to all of us on Sukkos. Sukkos Baruch Hashem, especially the first day, we have the mitzvah deraisa of Netilas Lulav. And the question is, when is the time that we start being noitel our lulav? So we have a big tefillah called Shachris in front, waiting for us. And you could also maybe be noitel lulav before Shachris. Some will even chap the beautiful inyan of being noitel lulav in a sukkah, because not everyone has time to do that after Shachris, before Hallel. So he would do it in home at his own leisure time before he goes to shul, and then he would go to shul and he will daven Shachris. So a lot of people do that, but many people do not do that. So Rav Moshe Feinstein discusses, how could it be permissible for one to actually be noitel the lulav before Shachris? What is more tadir? The tefillah of Shachris is tadir. And lulav is a mitzvah which is very precious, but it's not tadir. It's very rare. So shouldn't one do tadir v'she'ena tadir kaidim? He should first daven Shachris, and after he's daven Shachris, so then he can go and be noitel his lulav. So this is what Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, was trying to be miyashiv. How is it that people don't do that? So he says, "Begam the lulav shenoyagim harbe medaktekin that the mevorich koydem atfila tmihani." I wonder about this. Mehode todir koydem. Where? Why don't they care about the fact that todir v'sheina todir koydem? So he starts off and says, maybe they mean the idea that's mentioned in the Shlach Kodesh, in the Mogen Avraham brings it in Tofresh Nun Beis Yivkot and Gimel, that says that there's a big inyan to be menanea besukkah, and if you're going to wait till after Chazoras Hashatz of Shachris, so it'll be a big tirch of the tzibura for everybody to go out from the shul to the sukkah, which in fact we do know and experience that sometimes. So it makes sense, maybe that's why they would rather be doicha the mile of tadir for this mile. But says Rav Moshe, doesn't make any sense. How could you be doiche? Maila mefureshes b'masnisim. The alfilim mikra, and you learn it from a pasuk, b'pnei maila zu, the loy tani b'masnisim. This is a maila, it's a beautiful inyan, it's in the shaylik shlo kodesh, the Mogen Avraham brings it down, seder. But where is that going to give us the right to be doiche tadir? So this is what he discusses. So then he says a very beautiful original thought, and that is, maybe one would say, there's a very famous Gemara in Sukkot of Mem Aleph Amud Beis, that the minhag of Anshei Yerushalayim in the times of the Beis HaMikdash was that they would go with the lulav the whole day. From the beginning, they would walk the shul with the lulav, and they would leave, you know, leave the shul after davening, holding the lulav. The whole time they would hold the lulav. So says Rav Moshe, if you have people like that, you wouldn't ask the question, why could they be noitel lulav before Shachris? Because tadir is talking about kedima. What am I going to do first? But if, because I'm going to wait for tadir, I'm going to be mevatel a little bit of the kiyum of the mitzvah lulav kol hayoyim, is of course a mitzvah kiyumis, so that tadir is not going to be doicha that. So then it would make sense why people would do it. But he says that was Anshei Yerushalayim, the days of yore. Now today we don't do on Shiras Alayim. We put back our lulav right after davening, and we only use it very, very small amount of time in the day. So in that case, by us, really, bismaneinu, that even I'm a dakdikim the mitzvahs, a noyigim the milos lush lanchi Yerushalayim, only maybe some yechidis gula, I never met them yet, have a yesh le'elu she'ein noyigim the milos zu, so they should worry about this problem of tadir v'she'ein ha'tadir tadir kaidim, and they should be mevarech on the lulav after shachris, midin the tadir kaidim. This is a very, very interesting piece from Moshe Feinstein. That's all. And the Chayyur is right. Shmihani, Tadir Kaidim, where did Tadir Kaidim disappear? So, what can one say? So, we just mentioned a few moments ago this, Prima Gadim and Mishnah Brura, that if Eina Mizuman Lefanov, if something is not, then the Tadir is not Mizuman in front of you, so then there's no din of Tadir Vesheina Tadir. But now the question is this. The case that he's speaking about is when you can't. You're not mezuman lefanav. You don't have it in front of you. And therefore, you cannot be mekayim the tadir before the ein tadir. Over here, if you want, it could be that you could daven. There's shachris. But you're going to wait till your minyan. When you, let's say, you know, you have your minyan at 7 o'clock or 7:15 or whatever time it might be, and now you're not going to daven. I don't want to daven now. So one could very well say that that's not called mezuman lefanav. The mitzvah of shachris is not mezuman because my time to daven is not now. It's later. And if that would be the case, then the whole taina of Moshe Feinstein would fall off. Because here, in this case, where it's not mezuman lefanav, the tadir, one does not say tadir v'sheina tadir, tadir kaidim. And it's l'chaya apel on Rav Moshe that he doesn't go into this at all. Is that called mezuman? He must take on that maybe it is called mezuman, even though you want to daven later. Maybe you could daven earlier. I don't know how to do it exactly. But l'chaya, the taina is a very big taina. It's not mezuman lefanav. And this concept of if you want to daven later the tefillah, one does not say tadir v'sheina tadir by such a case, is a very mefurish Rabbeinu Yaina in Brachas Perek Revi. Very, very exciting shaila, which is Nageya to Daf Chofches in Brachas, which all Daf Hayomi has been learning ages ago, and Mirtz Hashem will get back to it sometime. There the Gemara discusses Tana Rabbanan. If we have a matzav of two tefillos in front of you, it came the time of Mincha and you didn't get daven musaf. So it says if you have two tefillos in front of you, achas shal Mincha v'achas shal musaf, the din is mispalol shal Mincha v'achar kach mispalol shal musaf. First one davens Mincha and afterwards musaf, shezu tadira v'zu eina tadira. That's what the Tana Kama says. And in fact, this is the way we paskin. Omer Reb Yochanan, halacha mispalo shel mincha, v'achar kach mispalo shel musaf. You first daven mincha, and afterwards you daven musaf. So here, there's a beautiful piece that the holy Re in Tosfos was very bothered by a minig. We all know about Yom Kippur. Mikan yesh li zoyer b'yom haKippurim mispalo tefilas. Shachris koidim shei shoyis umechza. You should finish tefillah shachris before shei shoyis umechza. Dahainu koidim shiagia shas amincha. Before it comes time for mincha. Dim loikein hoyutzrichim lispalol tefillah hamincha koidim. What he means by shachris, he means musaf. Shachris means the davening in the morning. We daven shachris then musaf. They should try to have it all finished. Koidim shei shoyis umechza, koidim shiagia shasa mincha, meaning you should start the tefillah of musaf before it comes to shasa mincha, because otherwise you'll have a problem. Mispalol shel mincha, v'achakech mispalol shel musaf. But comes the Re, and he says no. V'ari oimer, de'ein haitzarech. It's not a problem. Gemara's case where it says mispalot filas hamincha koidim, When you have the two tefillahs in front of you, Musaf and Mincha, you must daven Mincha first. Hainu kishiyesh le'lasis tzrochav is in a case where he has a lot of things to do afterwards, and he will not be able to daven tefillahs ha-mincha bizmano. What is the pshat bizmano? Because he learns that mincha ketano is the real zman le'katchila of tefillahs ha-mincha. That's how the Mefarshim explained what the Rish says over here. So says the Prima Gadim in Rosh Yosef over here on this Taisvis. And therefore, since he's not able to come to do it bizmano, so this is his man. B'tzorach l'ispalo shnei miyad. And it gives an example. K'goyin shahoyo le'leilech l'se'udo g'doyla. K'moyo l'nisuin. And he's scared shem yimshech b'sudasai, the suda will take too long. Oy sheyishtakir, or he may get drunk. Won't be able to daven afterwards. So for him, this man is now. Both are here now. So what does he do? He has to be mispalo tfilos ha-mincha koidim, because of todir v'she'ene todir todir koidim. Avolim hoya loy shechus lispalo acher tfilos ha-musif, tfilos ha-mincha bizmano. But if he has time to daven the tfilos ha-mincha bizmano, it's not a case where he has to emergency daven now tfilos ha-mincha. He's going to have time to daven mincha later. Ein loy lehagdim tfilos ha-mincha el yispalo keseder musif v'achar kach mincha. Then he does not have to be makdim tfilos ha-mincha, but he davens keseder, the order, musif v'achar kach mincha. So one thinks for a moment about this taisus. It could have looked as if he's saying, oh, tfilos ha-mincha is mizuman or not mizuman in front of you, because you're going to daven later. So it's, you're not planning to daven mincha now, so it's not called mezuman lefanav, because for you the davening is going to be later. That's what it looks like if one is not medayek a little bit what it says in this taisus, because then it would come out that this yesoid of if you want to daven later, that therefore there's no din of tadir v'sheina tadir tadir kaidim, because the tadir is not considered mezuman. It would seem to be a mefurshari. However, one should read carefully and see the Taisus does not say those words. The Ri says the words tfilas hamincha bizmano, and at the end he says again the words bizmano. What he's saying is this: that since it's the lekatchila dikizman is to daven the mincha later, that's not called any shaila bichlal of davening now mincha b'di'evet. Because of Tadir Vishena, Tadir, Tadir Kaidim. No one's going to say that. But it's only the Ri who says this, because he holds that the Zman of Tchila Samincha Ketana is the Zman Lekatchila, and if it's going to be B'Shei Shois Umechza Lemaila, that's Mincha Gedoyla, which is Bidi Evet. So Rabbeinu Yoine brings this whole thing Ba'arichus over here in Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph B'Dapei Harish, brings the Kasha. How could it be the Yom Kippur? Why are we makdim tefilas musif koidim tefilas hamincha? The kevon shi'igiyas man hamincha hoyo lanu lahakdim tefilas mincha. So he first begins with the Ri. In fact, he had a different girsa in the Ri, a different version, which I'm not going to go into, but he has a different way of explaining the same Ri. And then he says his own vart. And his vart, it's not his own word, but he says it b'shem his Rebbe. Oymer harav moiri neiroi deloy kashem midi. And this is going to say what we're looking for. Demai deomrinin hocha hoyu lefonov beis tefilas mispalos shel mincha v'achakach mispalos shel musaf. Ein lo yrotzel loymer shigia zman shtei tefilas. It doesn't mean that the time of both tefilas came now. Ela b'misha roitzel lihispalel shtei tfilos miyad mishihigia zman mincha gedoyla. He doesn't say like the Ri for one reason, because he holds, and this is what the Rosh Yosef says over here in Brachis Daf Chof Ches, he holds that the zman of mincha gedoyla is like a tchila, not like the Ri. So therefore it's dependent on something else entirely. It's misha roitzel lispalol shtei tefilas miyad mishigia zman mincha gedoyla. And then, since he wants to daven both at the same time, yesh lo lahakdim ha-mincha, he has to be makdim the mincha. If he does not want to daven now mincha, he only wants to daven now musaf. Even though it's already to look at chila dikizman, but since this is not what he wants to daven, this is not his order that he's going to do, he wants to daven mincha later. That's like we would say, it's not mezuma mefana. That's the aside. Ubiyoy Makipurim says, "Kiven she'en kavanaseinu lispalo shtei tefilas zuei tzosu, ela kavanaseinu lispalo mincha achakach." The kavana is to daven mincha afterwards. Ein lachush im achshavanu mispalele musaf koydem haminche, afal pi shehigia zman mincha. Then he talks about afterwards what happens at the time of Mincha Ketana. Okay, that's another shaila. But here he says very, very clear. The point is not because it's the Zman or not the Zman, Likatchila. That was the re, because he holds that Mincha Ketana is the Zman Likatchila. But Rabbeinu Yoina and B'Shem his Rebbe, he doesn't hold that the Zman Mincha Ketana is Likatchila. He learns that Likatchila is already from Zman Mincha Gedoila. And therefore, you can't say the teretz of the Re, but there's a different teretz entirely. Roitzel is palal achshav, or ain't a roitzel is palal achshav. So now, if we put this thing together, the chayr is a pelagodl, and we need a mitzvah liyashiv to understand what Rav Moshe would want to say about this. First of all, we have this prima godim, that the chayr is very much mashma, this point, that if it's not mezuman lefon of the tadir, and pashtus, it's not called mezuman lefanav. If you're not going to even daven now, you have to wait for the tzibur, and you're getting up, and you want to be noita lulav in your house before the zman of the tzibur. It's lechayer, not mezuman lefanav. It's very hard to say it's mezuman lefanav. And for sure, the point that you're saying you're going to daven anyways later. Your reitzel is paddle afterwards, not now. You want to daven later. So Rabbeinu Yoina is very clear with this problem about Yom Kippur, it's a raya, that in such a case, the din of Einem Mizuman should apply. And therefore, who adin? By Lulav. Since it's Einem Mizuman Lefanov, because the minion is afterwards, and you planning to daven with the minion afterwards, so therefore, Luchayr is a dover poshur borer, that there's no reason to be matmiya on those that are not caring over here about Toddi Vishena, Toddi Toddi Koydim, because it's not Mizuman. That's lechayr a taine that manuima manedave. It's a inyan that's kedai to work on. But lechayr it's matzdik minig yisrael what's nageya to chagasukis. The one who discusses this point also is Rabusha Weiss Shlita and Minchas Usher in Chumash Bamidbar Pashis Pinchas. There I think it's Simon Samach Aleph. He has one small simon about todir b'shein todir, and he also brings Rav Moshe. Discusses this, he brings Rabbeinu Yoina, and l'chayre, this is what should be coming out, that if it's ain't a mezuman lefana, there's no problem of todir v'sheina todir, todir kaidim. This is the first inyan that we wanted to discuss over here. Now we're going to try to do justice to the second inyan, and the second inyan already is a beautiful inyan of kachim. A little bit of kachim. We start the parak of Kol HaTadir, that Peites HaMad Aleph with the words, Kol HaTadir Mechaveiroi Koidim Eschaveiroi. And one of the first classical examples, Tatmidim Koidmin Lemusafim. Tmidim are Koidmin Lemusafim. First Tamid, then Musaf. And the Pasuk Brach for this is, Shenemar Milvad Oilas HaBoiker Asher LeOilas HaTamid Tasu es Eila. That the Musafim are to be done milvad oilas haboiker, asher le oilas hatamid. So there's different ways of talking about what the drasha here is. How do you see from here the words todir v'sheina todir, todir kaidim? But Rashi says it's so simple and so beautiful. Milvad oilas haboiker, ho asuyo kvar mashma. The pasuk is mashma that the oilas haboiker, which is the tamid, already was Asui. Alma Tmidim Kadmi Lemusafim. That's how Rashi says the drasha. And of course, one could add, Asher Oilas HaTamid, the reason why he was the one before is because he is Tamid. He's more, he's Tadir, and the Musafim are not Tadir. But whatever it is, we have a drasha from the Pasuk, Milvad Oilas HaBoiker, Asher Oilas HaTamid, Tasulas Eile, the Tamidim are Koidmin LeMusafim, and from there we learn a cardinal rule to call HaTayra Kula. By mitzvahs of Kol HaTayra Kula, Kol HaTadir Mechaveyoi, Koidim Es Chaveyoi. It isn't a din only in Korbanis, has nothing to do only with the Oila, the Tamid and the Musaf, it is a Yesod in Kol HaTayra Kula. So now, we come to a Tosfos, which many times in Shas, this Tosfos appears every time with a different type of a variation. And this is what we want to discuss. The point of the two limudim. One limud we just heard now, what tells us that tamidim are koidmin lemusaf. But now we want to first bring a gemara in Psachim. Daf nun tes is also a gemara daf nun ches. Because we want to have nun ches. Nun ches omud beis. It says the following. Hon Rabbana. A few lines from the bottom. Minayin shaloye dover koidim l'tamid shoshachar. How do we know that nothing should be koidim l'tamid shoshachar? Talmud loimer the orach oleo ho'oila. There's a special limud in Pashas Tzav. Pasuk says that on the maracha you're going to be oirech. You're going to arrange the oila. V'hiktir oleo chelbe hashlamim. And from this pasuk, v'orach oleho ha'oila, we learn out shelo yehi dover koidim l'tamid shoshachar. And the Gemara asks, how do we learn it? So Rava says, ha'oila. The hey tells us, oila rishayna. And here it is Rashi, who tells us a nice beer about this. Midaloik siv v'orach oleho oila, elo ha'oila. Hachi ka'amar means to say this. V'orach oleo miyad ha'oila ha'chashuva. The first oila, the chashuva one, ha'amura t'chila l'chal ha'oilais, who is the one who precedes all the oilas of the musafim that are in Parshas Pinchas. V'hainu oilas tamid, the Parshas Pinchas, the korban tamid k'siv b'reisha. That's how Rashi explains. It's nice. Easy way of explaining it. Ha'oila, oila, rishayna. So we have a din that ain dover koidim l'tamid shoshachar. The Gemara continues and talks about ain dover korev achar tamid shabena habayim and brings another pasuk for that. So the hemshach of the first pasuk, but another part of it. And from there you learn the second din. So now comes the great question. The Balei Tosfos, all the rishayim, we're terribly bothered by. We learn Tzvachim, and we forget the Gemara and Pesachim. Here we have a din called Todir L'chaveiroi Koidim Es Chaveiroi. One is Todir more than the other, comes first. T'midim Koidim L'musafim, and the Pasuk tells us why T'midim Koidim L'musafim, a special limud. Milvad Oilas HaBoiker Asher L'Oilas HaTamid. Rabbi said there's a terrible problem here. The problem is this. If we have the drasha, ha'oila, oila, rishayna, so that is already telling us that nothing can be on the mizbeach, mukriv, koidim, tamid, shoshachar. So how in the world can we bring a musif before tamid, shoshachar? We can't. We can learn that from ha'oila. That's one way you could ask. But let's go the other way. Why do we need to have a pasuk ha'oila oila rishayna teipukle that we have already a drasha kol ha'toyer kula milvad oilas ha'boiker asher oilas ha'tamid tasu seile that tells us kol ha'todim echaveyoi koidim es chaveyoi? That is the shaila the way Tosfos asks and the way Tosfos deals with it. Why do we need the drasha ha'oila oila rishayna if we already have a drasha of milvat elas ha'boiker asher lo'elas ha'tamid? So many different answers were given in Tosfos. I'm going to go only into one of them. Tema, read out the kasha first. The mizvachim perakol atodim afkina mikra achrina ditnan atmidin koid min musafin shenema milvad osaboyker asher lo oila satamid. So why do we need ha'oila oila rishayna? So Tosfos says very interesting teretz. Inami krod hacha lehakdamas haktor. There is the avoida of zrikas adam shchite. She's not avoida he, but there's also shchite, but mainly zrikas adam. And then there is haktoras ha'evar meimurim. Oilot the whole thing haktoras ha'evar. So he says like this, Tosfos. You need to have a pasuk ha'oila oila rishayna, because we cannot learn it out from Ilvad Oilas HaBoiker Asher Oilas HaTam. Why? First he says, what is it talking about Ha'oila Oila Rishayna? It says, V'hiktir. Ha'orach Oleh Ha'oila V'hiktir. De'hochel Hakdamas Haktara. De'behaktara Ksiv V'orach Oleh Ha'oila. Actually, the Aricha is the Haktara. It says V'hiktir also. We know we're talking about Haktara. Ukrod kol hatodir lehakdamas shchite, and kol hatodir is coming to tell us that you shechted first. The tasulus eile vasias hadam ksiv. So this is what this is myrich more bepilpul about it, but this is the point we need to know. In other words, milvad ulas aboiker asher lo ilas atomi tasulus eile means the asiya of zvikas hadam and the shchite. And that's the din of kol ha'todir es chaveiroi, todir mechaveiroi, koidim es chaveiroi. However, the din of ha'oila, oila rishayna, is a special pasuk, which is telling us something about haktamas, haktara. And there's the pasuk, because the pasuk is speaking about haktara. And that's why we need two pasukim. This is a Tosfos, looks very innocent. And why not? But Rabbi Chanan asks terrible kasha, and he blights tzarech iyun on this question. How can we understand this Tosfos? It's a pele al kol pele. What is Tosfos telling us? That it's not enough to have a pasuk for shchite, you need to have a special pasuk for haktara. But what is the reason why we're saying that shchite of tamid is koidim to the shchite of musaf? Because we learn it from a klal. The Torah tells us a klal. Kol atodir mechaveiroi koidim es chaveiroi. If you're todir more than the other, so you're going to be first. That klal has nothing to do with dam, shchite, or anything. It's every mitzvah that's todir. Is todir v'sheina todir, todir koidim. So what do we need another pasuk to tell us? For haktara, that there's a din that you have to have the haktara of the oila before the haktara of the musafim, the haktara of the oila's tamid should be before the haktara of the musafim. We could learn this out from kol atodir mechaveiroi koidim es chaveiroi. It's a pele al kol pele, and that's what the Kovitz Shurim, a small tiny piece, I want to read it out. He says these words, koshe da mikro de lo oila satomid yalfinim lechol atoira de todir koizim lechein atodir vim kein maishno haktoro mikol hamitzvis de yalfinim ma'avoidus adam. What's the difference? It's a limud, it's not only a kachim, it's not a din in oilas tamid, it's a yisoyin kol atoira kula for every mitzvah. It looks like a kashe which is impossible to answer. Baruch Hashem, I think we have a very beautiful answer. But in order to see how hard the kasha really is, we should open the stipler. The famous stipler, Goyen, Goyen HaGoyenim and Iluy HaIluyim. Ah, he writes in Kilos Yankiv Psochim, Simen Memvov, in the new stiplers, I'm not using the old ones, Kilos Yankiv Simen Memvov, and it's Ois Beis. And there, because of the Choymer HaKushye, he comes out with a major, beautiful chiddush. But the problem is that his son-in-law, and for the grace of Anivis of the stipler, he brings his son-in-law's kasha that Pashat Shlugdimak. Shlugdimak. And it's very interesting, this point. So I'm going to say it. So the stipler says like this. It's a lumdish avoid, he says. what are you going to tell me? That you could learn mitzvahs haktoras hatamid is going to be koidim to mitzvahs haktoras musafim. You know why? Because kol hatodir mechaveiroi koidim es chaveiroi. Says the stipler, you could say like this. That will only be if the haktor of the tamid is a kilm in the mitzvahs hatamid. And the haktor of musafim is a kilm in the mitzvahs hakrovas hamusafim. So then, if there's a special din that has to do with this specific korban, and this specific mitzvah of the korban, this korban, which is a mitzvah, is a tadir more than the other korban, the other mitzvah, they bring the other korban. So you could say, kol tadir mechaveyoi koidim es chaveyoi. But he wants to say a very big chiddush. The reason why you're machter the tamid is not because it's a tamid. Every korban has a din because it's a korban that it needs to have haktara. And it's no difference where it came from and what the reason it is a korban. This has nothing to do with mitzvahs hatamid. It's a separate thing, has to do with korbanis in general. V'leishani tamid mishar oilois shemitzvasam laktirum. In that case, the beauty of a teretz, it will come out that there's no kasha b'chol. How could you want to learn out from Shechita and Avodas Adam to Haktara? You could only say, if you're going to learn Haktara, is the mitzvah of Tamid. Then you could say, the mitzvah of Tamid is Tadir more than the mitzvah of Musafir. But if the Haktara has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Tamid, even though the Chetz of Tamid it is, but it's not a mitzvah of Tamid, so therefore, the whole cash is nothing. You can't say over your Tadir Vishena Tadir Tadir Kaidim. And therefore, you would need to have a special limud. That this limud is going to teach us that there's a special din that Haktara of the Tamid still has to be Oila, Oila Vishaina. It wouldn't make so much sense according to this Yisai, but still, it seems to be the Torah wants that the Haktara of the Tamid should be first. Okay, you can have a pasuk, but it can make sense after all. But for sure, you can't learn it out from the din. The klali is the kedin of kol tadir mechaveiroi koidim es chaveiroi. So he's myrich a little more, the stipler, and I have no time to tell you over what really the stipler is myrich because our time is coming towards the end. However, what does his son-in-law ask on him? A beauty of akasha. It's akasha from a gemara. That the Haktara of the Tamid is a mitzvah atamid. Where did he take out this Zagoinish? For a son-in-law was not Stam a son-in-law. He was a great Zagoin, I believe it was of Shol Barzam, and he was Niftu Yang, one of the Avedis of Klal Yisrael. And to really ask such a kasha, you have to be a tremendous bucky to help cup in the whole Shas in one shot. Because it's Menaches Daf Pei Tes, and there the Gemara, it's a Mefusha Gemara. If one learns it properly, he sees immediately there's a special din of Haktaras HaTamid. How do we know that? Because there's a special din that we only find in a Tamid, let's say Tamid Shel Shachar, Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, and that is Toun Shnei Gezirim. For the Tamid, we bring special two pieces of wood on the Maracha. Special thing for the Tamid. So what are you going to say? Maybe it's the first thing of the day. Wait a second. Well, it has to do with the last thing of the day. Okay, maybe it's something special for the last thing of the day. But look what the Gemara says over here. The Gemara says in Menaches, Daf Pei Tes Amud Beis, a very Sheinish Island. What would be if a person was Makriv, the Kohen was Makriv, the Tamid Shel Shachar, meaning it's not a tamid, but it's not possible. So the Gemara is discussing, let's say you would not do it properly the way it should be done with all its dinim, what would be? Do you have to have Shnei Gezirim? Or don't you have to have Shnei Gezirim? Because, you know, it's Le'ol Le'ba'al M'Shem Chayva. And it's discussing other Shailas Doimah to that. That if you did already something which which therefore it's le'ol le'ba'al mashem chayva, do you have to keep the other dinim that would have been if it would have been brat lishma? Like over here, the Tamid, if it would have been brat lishma, it would need shnei gzirim. So here also, does it need shnei gzirim? It's a very innocent gemara, but comes the stifler son-in-law and says, he says, Shver, look what's happening over here. Who cares if it's a Tamid or not a Tamid? If the Akhtara of the Tamid is not mitzvah Tamid, it's a simple Akhtara like every other Karban. Who cares if it's Shaloi Lishma, so it's not a Tamid, but it's for sure a Karban. So, if for whatever reason you need Shnei Gzirim, and let's say the Shnei Gzirim is, okay, let's say the beginning of the day, you're putting the extra Shnei Gzirim. But on a vort, there's no such thing as Akhtar's Atamid, so who cares? What's the suffix over here? Yeton Shnei Gzirim, Lo Yeton Shnei Gzirim. From this Gemara, it's Mefurish that Lechayr is the din of Akhtar's Atamid. Yilei Bazoi comes back to Kasher of Elchanan and Gefelech a Kasher. Of Abisai, the Kasher looks so, so hard. But I believe the very, very simple answer. And I have a feeling maybe, and I heard this from my Rebbe of Tzviko Shalevsky Shlita, it's somewhere in the Ksavim, written very unclear, so I don't know if that's what he meant, but this is what I feel one could say. The Mikdash David, of David Rappaport, from the Grace Bali Iyun, was also in fact in the same yeshiva as Rabbi Hanan in Varanovich. And the Mikdash David, on his own, decides to answer Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos asks the Kasha, why do I need to have a special pasuk of Ha'oila Oila Rishayna Harei Tadir Rishayna Tadir Tadir Kaidim? So now I'll say over the Teretz, he wants to say in a lumdish way. He says like this, Tadir Rishayna Tadir Tadir Kaidim is the din that the Einai Tadir should not be before the Tadir. But what if you're going to bring the Tadir and the Einai Tadir at the same time? Is Tadir Vishayna Tadir Tadir Kaidim telling me that you can't bring it at the same time? L'chayra not. Now there's also a lot of Achroinim that speak about the Shaila. In fact, the Bochon himself in the same piece continues and talks about this Shaila too. But the Mikdash David takes on very simple. That Avada, why not? You could do it at the same time. As long as the Einai Tadir is not being Kaidim to the Tadir, no problem. So he says, in that case, a beautiful teretz. V'nir leimer, the mishum hachi itzterich kra, the ha'oila oila rishayna, v'leisagi b'zeh, the kol atadim mechaveiroi koidim eschaveiroi, there'll be a new nafkemine. Because if it be tadim mechaveiroi koidim eschaveiroi, you could still be able to bring, you'd be maktir the evorim of the tamid and the musif at the same time. Because you don't have to do dafke the Akhtara of the Tamid before the Musaf. The main thing is the Musaf shouldn't be before the Tamid, but at the same time you can do it. However, comes the Kzeh HaKosuv Ha'oila Oila Lishayna. It says Lishayna, you gotta be first. And therefore you cannot be makter it together. And where does he prove this beautiful Yesod? Mikdash David Agoin Agoinim. In fact, there was one of the great tzaddikim of that door that said that the Mikdash David that he wrote has to be written with Ruach HaKodesh, because he holds that with not Ruach HaKodesh he couldn't have written such a beautiful sefer. That's what one of the great, great, great tzaddikim of that door said about this. And he brings over here such a beautiful raya. It's also a raya from a Gemara in Menachos on Peites, but not Peites Amud Beis, Peites Amud Aleph. And there it says a Mishneh. And there also the Mishneh is not discussing this point at all. But it's a beautiful tzushtel, a beautiful raya. Me'arvim nichs Nischei Purim, the Nischei Eilim. The Gemara discusses there is there a problem of mixing the wine or the oil, right, from the different korbanos, different musafim together. Is there more of a dilute, you know, the blila ava or blila raka in one more than the other? Is it a problem of mixing them because of how much they're balul b'shemen? Or whatever, how the yayin, bolu b'yayin. So, it says like this. The Mishnah says that the cheshbin works out that it's the same belila. So there's no problem. Nischei parim, nischei elin, Nischekvasim, Nischekvasim, Shal Yochib, Shal Tzibur, no problem. Because Lemaisa, it's going to be the same Belilo. Says the Mikdash David, wait a second. That's so simple, Mitzad the Belilo. But there's another Shaila here. Why? Let's think for a second. You're going to be putting together Nischek Tmidim with Nischek Musafim. Ah, I thought Tamid is Tadir. The Tadir Vishana Tadir, Tadir Kaidim. And then he brings even more. Purim and Elim. There's a Gemara Ve'asir we just learned in Daf Yomi too. Tadir Yom Analos from Kol HaTadir. The Purim Kaidim Le'elim. Even the Purim are Kaidim Le'elim. Because Nisrabu B'Nisachim. Because the Purim have more Nisachim than the Elim. Kol Shekein Sha'Nisachim Atzmam She'Kaidim Le'elim. Oy! And then he says, Yachid B'Shal Tzibu, he found the Yushalmi. That says that Avada, it should be a din of Tzibur's Kaidim. Pele Gadol Zakhter. So how could the Mishneh, the Mekusha Mishneh, Ma'arvi, he mix everything together. Where did Tadda disappear? It's a Chloimar. That this is only Negea when one is before the other. However, if you're going to be bring them both together, there's absolutely no problem. Music, a beautiful riot. So in that case, says the Mikdash David, yes, you're right. You could learn from Kol HaTadir, but if you do Kol HaTadir, then you'll be able to be machted to them together, the Talmud and the Musaf. Oh, but now you can't. And it'll come out of that Mishnah over there, the Nesachim you have to think about, because it's Nesachim, and it could also be the Talmud and the Musaf will not be able to be mukta together because you have a din of Ayla, Ayla, Rishayna. Like a foul to get teret on Tosis Kashe. And with that he says a beautiful beer in Avinu Gershom or Agoyla, a beauty of a piece. He says like this, there's a Avinu Gershom in Menachas Memtesam with Aleph that explains, I'm not going into the Gemara now because there's mamash no time, however there's Avinu Gershom that says these words, that if you have a shaila of Tamid versus Musaf, and the Tamid of the day, of course, of where there is a Musaf, the Tamid is a Tadir and a Mekudish. But why is a Tamid a Tadir and a Mekudish? Not because the day is a Hani le Tadir, to the Tamid also, like the Gemara says over here in Kol HaTadir, that the day kilu is Mekadish, the Tamid, it's not a normal Tamid, it's a Shabbos Dika Tamid. He says an undervert. He says, because Hakravas Tmidim Hu Koidim. And Mikachu Tmidim, Mikamidili Kachu Musafim. It's Kedusha's Koidim. It's interesting, Rabbeinu Gershom. But here comes the Mikdash David, and it says such a beauty of a vart. It says, if the whole reason that the Tamid is before the Musaf is because of the Din of Tadir, that's going to make it Mekudish. That's going to make it more Mekudish. Of course not, it's the same Din. How could you say it's a mile of Tadir and Mekudesh? It's a garnish. It's only 1 mile of Tadir. Of course, Tadir means this before. Ela Vaistoy, so there's a special din that it's supposed to be before, not because of Tadir Vishaina, Tadir Kaidin. It's because of Oila Vishaina, which is another mile entirely. And this mile has nothing to do with Tadir Vishaina, Tadir. So it's a mile of the fact that the Torah says that this is Rishayna, and therefore it's Mikachu, Mikamid Likachu Musafim, a special din. That's what he says over there, Ligabi Rabbeinu Gershom, Mora Goyle. There's what to be mefalpul about all this. But this is what we have so far. So we have Tesis Kashe, that Tesis is asking, why do we need Ha'oila Oila Rishayna? And we have the Teretz of Tosfos, that there's a chilek between the Dam and Haktara. And comes up Ochanan has a terrible kashe. Why can't you learn Haktara from the same as Dam? Because you're not learning Haktara from Dam. You're learning it from the Yesod of Kol HaTadir. And we have the Stipler that tried answering that the Haktara of the Tamid is not a chilek of the mitzvah of Tamid. And therefore the Haktara of the Tamid, it won't be koidim to the Haktara of Musafim if not for a special pasuk. But that was shrugged up from the Gemara in Menachas Beit Teslamid Beis. And now we have a new teretz that the Mikdash David is answering on Kushas HaTosfos, his own teretz. And his own teretz is, be an afkamina if you could do it bevas achas or not. And mitzat todir v'sheinat todir todir koidim, it can be done b'vasachas, because the main thing is that ein atadir shouldn't precede the tadir. However, if there's a special din of a oila oila rishayna, that tells us that it has to be before and not even b'vasachas. So that's what we have the Mikdash David. So l'chayra now we're still very bothered. How are we going to answer this terrible kasha, the kasha of Rabbi Chanan? So I want to tell you what I was thinking. And it could be this is what my Rosh Hashiva said. One could say that that is gufa what Tosfos means to say. Tosfos means the Mikdash David's teretz. But how does Tosfos say it? He says it very simple. There is written by Avodas Adam, by Dam. By Dam there's no special pasuk. So there all you're going to have is a normal algemeina din of kol atadir mimichaveyoi koidim eschaveyoi. That you're going to have by Avodas Adam, by the Shechita. However, by Haktara, there's a special pasuk. Ha'oila, oila rishayna. And it's a din only in Haktara. Why? Because the pasuk says it's only a din in Haktara. But not because the Tosfos is trying to say we need a new pasuk because I can't learn from kol atadir mechaveyoi koidim eschaveyoi. Tosfos knows the kasher of Elchanan. Avadi, you could learn it from kol atadir mechaveyoi. But it's a special thing which is negeh only to Haktara and not negeh to anything else. And that is this din of ha'oil oil rishayna, and the nafkamina to this would be a moridik and nafkamina, like we just heard, the Mikdash David. Nafkamina is you can't do bevasachas. And that's gufa kavonas at Tosfos. That's the Mikdash David, anaya teretz. Taegina teretz. It's a beautiful teretz. Why couldn't Tosfos say it? Tosfos at yogi zakt us. And does gufa kavonas at Tosfos. And with this is bamish me yushev afle vafele. But now it removes if one Tosfos oimik. It's not stam of art. The back Torah is exeris akosuv. That ha'oila oila rishoyna has to be first. And then something very, very special. And it could have been just like the other thing of Dam. Just happened to be the Pasuk decided, okay, let's make a special Gzeres HaKosov only by Akhtar. But one could say that Tosfos was Yair to the Oimik of what's stated in a Rashi here also. There's a Rashi, this is the Rashiva already, where Tzikr Shalevsky Shlita said this once to me. And we were learning Kachim together and Psachim. So it's Mefurish in Rashi, a Muridik Rashi. On those words in the Gemara and Psachim Nun Ches Amid Beis, Minayin Shaloye Dover Koidim L'Tamid Shal Shachar. So everyone learns the Seder of Dvarim. First comes Tamid, Seder Hakrava, and then comes something else, then comes other Korbanis. Rashi says, Minayin Shaloye Dover Niktar B'Marocha Mishenercha Shachis Koidim L'Tamid Shal Shachar. Tamid loymar ve'orach oleo basar ubir oleo hakoyin ksiv dehu sidur marocha. In other words, here we're learning that on the marocha of the mizbeach there was nerchos shachris, which there it's talking about ve'orach oleo sidur marocha. There it says this din of ve'orach oleo ha oila v'ikter oleo chelbei hashlamim. So what is Rashi saying to us? Rashi's not telling us some stories. There's a maracha, and it should be the first thing, it should be the Tamid Shal Shachar. Because Rashi's telling us a very big yisoid. Because Yesh Lachkar, until now we explained the Pshat, there's a Seder in Akrava. There's a Seder, first comes Tamid Shal Shachar, and then the other Korbanis come. In Rashi, Likt Amuyur de Kevart, it's a din in the maracha, Bechlau. The maracha has to have the first thing on it, a tamid, tamid shal shachar. It's a din in the maracha, not a din in seder akrava b'chlal. So now it's moiridik. Of course, it has to be first. It's a special din. Has nothing to do with seder only, and it's gzeres hakosov. So the yisoid is going to be the same as we took out from the Mikdash David. That therefore it cannot be b'vasachas. It has to precede. But isn't stamps like gzeres hakosov be'alma? There's no shaychus to some real tifa lomdis, and it could have been the same akhtar as by dam. It's not a vort in Haktara by Seder of Haktara of the different Korbanis. It's a vort in the Marocha, which is only Noigea to Haktara. That the first thing Mukter on the Marocha should be the Tamid Shal Shachar. and was half of a fella, and so the Tosefos after Mikdash David's Teretz Kufa, and then we take the entire thing and put it back into Tosefos. V'zek avonas haTosefos. Tosavada knew that you could learn out from the Inyan of Kol Atodim Mechaveri Koidim Eschaveri. But Tosefos tells us, you're right, but let me tell you, there's something special going on over here. There's a Haktorah Geschäft going on over here. And what is this Haktorah Geschäft? This Haktorah is a special deed. Whether Tosefos learns like the Rashi, or whether Tosefos learns without the word of the Amarocha. But for sure it's a separate din. And this din would make the nafkamina of the Mikdash David that it cannot be Bevas Achas. It has to be Ho'oilo, Oilo Rishayna. So I just want to finish off this very small word. And again, after this week's Parsha Bemis, Parshas Kisisa. And in fact, mamish kosher to what we were discussing, the Tamid, and the day that the whole Korbanis, of the whole Klal Yisrael, every day, begins with a Tamid Shel Shachar, with Korban Tzibur. That's what Tamid Shel Shachar is. The day has to begin with a Korban Tzibur. The Tzibur unites to bring themselves closer to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's how the day of the Yid begins. It's a Korban Tzibur. That's the, you know, the Korban Tamid Shel Shachar, and also Tamid Shel Beino Arba'im is the same concept. But it's important that we unite ourselves with the Tzibur, and this is the Koyach HaTzibur of the Inyan of Tamid, that there is Bechlau, Tamid Shel Shachar and Tamid Shel Beino Arba'im. And that's how the day begins, before all the private Korbanis and every other Korban that might come. There's a special Korban that has to precede all the Korbanis, and that's the Korban HaTamid, the Korban Tzibur of Tamid. I'm not trying to explain why Dafke it's before all the other Korbanis Tzibur, but there's a concept that we see over here, that the first thing in the day is to reunite ourselves to God, with the Ganze Tzibur of Klal Yisrael. Then we can go to all our own Avodas Hashem, the Meshech, the whole day. Whatever we're going to do has a different koyach, has a koyach of a Klal Yisrael. What is this Negeya? Because this week's Parsha, Parsha's Kisisa. And this is the way we brought all these Korbanis Tzibur, was because it says, V'nosnu Ish, what does each one have to give? Zeyitnu, Koloi V'alap Kudim, Machzis HaShekel, V'Shekel HaKodesh. Has to give each year, has to give a half a shekel. And from there comes the Korbanis Tzibur. I once said, I think the Al-Sheikh HaKadosh says this too, he brings first the word from the B'Shleim Al-Kabetz, a very famous word that every Yid has to live with. And that is, why in the world does the one bring only a half a shekel? Why can't we give a full shekel? Machzis HaShekel. So he brings from the Holy of B'Shleim Al-Kabetz, the Baal HaDoidi, who says like this, because a half tells me that I'm not complete by myself. Until I'm mitztarif with other people, with the other half, I am a half, I'm not a whole. And that is me'oirer in a yid, the koyach of achdus, the koyach of being ma'ached de levavis, become one together with Klal Yisrael. Of course, with another yid already, you have a full shekel, but the idea is you cannot stand on your own. You have to forget only being by yourself, be ma'ached yourself with the tzibur, and then you're going to be a koyach of a shekel sholem, then you're going to have that real koyach. That's what the machzis haShekel teaches us. And from the machzis haShekel was bought the korbanis tzibur. Why that? Only from the machzis haShekel comes korbanis tzibur. Because that's the concept of tzibur. Korbanis tzibur, the tzibur unites together. We are all together. And we're going to be miskarev to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam together. And we begin the day like that, as we mentioned. Everything with the koyach HaTzibur, the koyach of Klal, that's an under a siyata deshmaya that we have for an entire day, for a different koyach entirely, the koyach of Achdus of Klal Yisrael. So the machzis haShekel of this week's Parsha, and Amir Tzah Hashem very soon is going to be Parsha Shkolim, which this year is going to be Parsha Pekudei, Parsha Shkolim. This is what we should remember. This is the message we are supposed to remember. The message of unity. Achdus HaLevavos. The Machzis HaShekel tells me, unite with Kol Klal Yisrael. With this way, you'll be able to bring a Korban Tzibur. You'll be able to have especially Skarvas L'Rabbeinu Shloilam that only a Tzibur can have. That's Gevaldik Siyata Dishmaya that a Tzibur has. And this, Rabbeisai, if it's anything that could speak about Daf HaYoimi more than this, I don't think there is anything more than that. Because this is the greatest Korban Tzibur. If a Tzibur, the Klal Yisrael unites, and in the same day, everybody's learning the same daf, and we're all being miskarved to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam through learning this holy Torah, which is the greatest koyach haiskarvus that there is in the world. This, some people even do it before the day starts. They start the day with their korban tzibur, with the tamid shel shachar. Some end it with the tamid shel bein arba'im. But the concept is, it's all with the koyach tzibur. It's an under siyata d'shmaya, and it's tremendous, tremendous koyach. And this especially is Nageya to our month now that we're in Chodesh Adar. It's Adar Aleph. It's going to be Adar Beis. Or one of the greatest messages of Chodesh Adar is Ish l're'eyu u'matones l'evyoinim Yishloach mones matones l'evyoinim, caring every person about his friend and about other people, living with a hargosha and a margish Klal Yisrael. I feel Klal Yisrael. I'm one with Klal Yisrael. This is the message of the Parsha. This is the message of the Chodesh. And Emir Hashem, when we start every day with the Tomet Shel Shachar, which is Tfilas Shachris, is Keneged the Tomet Shel Shachar. In fact, that's what the Arizal says, that before the Tfilah we should reunite ourselves with Klal Yisrael. For Haftal Reach HaKamoicho. It's a big inyonin that the Arizal talks about. There's an inyon far every the davening, especially the Shachris. In the morning you begin V'hafta l'reacha kamoicha. This is Korban Tzibur Mamesh. Daven b'tzibur. You are with the Tzibur. You live with the Tzibur. And you get the Siyata D'Shemaya Shel Tzibur. So Kodesh Baruch Hu Yizakeh all the Gevaldike Lende Daf Hayomi and everybody else. We should all be Zoiche to get to this Gevaldike Kirvas Hashem through Gevaldike Achdus of Klal Yisrael. And Mekoyach the Groisa Achdus will be Zoiche that Bekorev Mamesh. The Korban HaTomid that was so Tomid, and now Bush Biso HaTomid Ein Tomid, and we only have on the Shalma Purim's Foseinu, and we'll be Zoiche the Bekorev Mamish, we'll be able to be Mekayim, bring the actual Tumidim and make this Gevaldike Nachas Ruach for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the Binyan Mashiach, the Binyan Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, ubias Mashiach Tidkenu Imhero B'Yameinu Amen.